This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Somebody got to go.
Good afternoon. Welcome in. Happy Tuesday. What a Tuesday it is.
Holy crap.
Is there anything to talk about today?
Here we are, May 13th, 2025. The Portland Trailblazers will be for sale for the first time since, 1988 when Paul Allen purchased the team?
Yes.
The Portland Trailblazers are for sale. Jody Allen and the Allen Trust have announced that the team will hit the market and they will be for sale. It happened just after Dirt and Sprague signed off. Great timing for those two guys.
Perfect.
That's a we talk about bummer Brandon. What a bummer for Brandon and Mr. Andy Dirt Johnson. But shortly after they signed off the airwaves, the Portland Trailblazers announced that they will be going up for sale. And that is huge news here in the city of Portland. It does not happen very often. In fact, this is going to be the third time the franchise is going to be changing hands.
Yeah, this is, I know a lot of people are like, oh, perfect, great. And there's people freaking out about the team's moving to Seattle. We'll dive into everything. But this is probably between what happened to the lottery, the news this morning, what may have happened to Jason Tatum, one of the biggest days of major news I think I've ever covered. It doesn't happen often. We're talking about the team being sold for the second time.
Yeah, I mean,
this is in its 55-year history. This is the second time it's been sold.
Larry Weinberg to Paul Allen. Paul Allen transferred over his ownership to Jody when he died. That's it since 1970. The organization was founded and in 1970, that has been the ownership. Yeah. Full stop. I mean, there's been a ton of consistency in that regard. And this is a landmark moment for the Portland Trailblazers organization. And there's no way to kind of skirt around it. No. That, look, this could be in several people, myself included, I'm excited for the opportunity of new ownership and what that can bring to the Portland Trailblazers franchise. And I know there's a lot of people partying in the streets. Well, it's a party on Twitter right now. Yeah. It's also
a very, very, very
kind of shaky time for ownership, especially because of the fact that this comes prior to expansion. Now, one thing Adam Silver did say, and those people that are saying that, oh, the team's just going to move to Seattle, one thing that Adam Silver has said is that on the agenda this summer is expansion.
Yes.
And it does appear that expansion in Las Vegas and Seattle are looming. And we all thought that this would not come until expansion happened. And that very well could be, because the ownership groups for Vegas and Seattle are already in place, folks. Yeah. Okay. But we now have some finality to, in 2018, we've been in limbo here in Portland. Mm-hmm. And that has been, it's been a nervous time for Blazer fans, because you just don't know when the sale was going to happen, but you knew it had to happen due to Paul Allen's final wishes.
Yes. And whether it was 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, whatever, you know, was that 2 years ago that we got the statement from the Allen estate about it could take 15 years to unwind all of this, blah, blah, blah. I think that's what it was 2 years ago. This is not done. It's not a coincidence that this is coming on the heels of the Boston Celtics sale. That's what this is waiting for.
$6.1 billion.
Yeah. The Celtics sale set the landmark for what expansion rights are going to be. They're going to be anywhere between $5.5 and $6 billion. So you're looking at an influx of cash from anywhere between $11 and $12 billion just for the rights to buy a franchise between Las Vegas and Seattle. And with that gets the ball going. That's where this all goes. And everybody's like, do you think they're going to sell to Phil Knight? They're going to sell to the highest bidder. That's who they're going to sell to.
And remember a couple of years ago when that 15-year statement came out, that was on the heels of, you know, the public...
A couple of hit pieces.
Well, and it became public that not just Phil Knight, but Alan Sliminski, who is a minority owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers and a real estate mogul, I believe, down in the LA area, developed USC.
Yeah, he redid the entire area around USC, which turned it from, boy, was it bad, to whoa.
Yeah, so he's got some cash. Phil Knight obviously has some cash.
Yes.
And is money an object for those guys? I don't know. You know, it's not.
I'll tell you right now, the bid that they made is nowhere close to what it will take to buy this team.
And a lot has changed since then, namely the sale of the Boston Celtics for an exorbitant amount of money. And when you have a record-setting sale price, that raises the valuation of each of the franchises in the league itself. So obviously that number is going to go up. There are so many moving parts to all of this, and they do include a timeline for this. Think of it in these terms. Last year, it was very quick, the sale of the Boston Celtics, in relative terms to a team sale. They went for sale in July. Was it Wick Grosbeck?
Yeah, the Grosbeck family, yep.
He is going to be the governor of the Boston Celtics through the 2027-2028 season. Yes. Okay. Although ownership will change hands, he will still remain the governor for several years. Now, he can relinquish that governorship of the team prior to that, but these things take a lot of time.
Yeah,
I would imagine this is going to be 18 to 24 months before we kind of figure out what is actually happening and when we have those changing of hands.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Like, I mean, officially, we'll know before who's going to buy it. But
The email that I got that accompanied the press release, basically like from the Blazers business and PR side of things, was very much like, it's up for sale. Shrug. we don't have much more information beyond that. Like, here's where it is, and here's the statement, and here's everything that's going with this. But yeah, if you're asking me what I think is going to happen, I think you're going to have multiple bidders, because these don't come up for sale very often. That's the whole point. It's an asset that has continued to gain and gain and gain. Everybody keeps saying, oh, the bubble's going to burst on this. The bubble's going to burst on this. I've heard that now for 15 years. It hasn't burst any time. Since the time I started covering the team in 2010 till now, the Blazers went from probably a $1.5 billion valuation to, I would imagine, they're going to sell for four.
Mm-hmm.
That would probably be what I assume is going to happen with this, is they will sell for $4 billion.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
So that's a massive, massive return in just 15 years. Beyond that, what does that mean for the city? And I'm already starting to wonder what's going to come out of this, because anytime you sell a team, number one, everybody's worried about the team moving to Seattle. We've already talked about expansion to Seattle and Las Vegas. They're not, I guess there's a less than 1% chance that some billionaire wants to move the team to North Dakota or Montana, but how many top 20 markets don't have a team?
Kansas City.
33rd.
Our top 20?
Yeah.
None?
It's a very small list.
They're 33rd. Kansas City has an arena.
They have an arena.
That's been sitting just empty. And then you have like Vegas and Seattle, right? And those will come with expansion. I mean, those ones are going to be your expansion cities. Look, the NBA is not in the business of moving teams anymore after what happened with Seattle. And Adam Silver has been very clear about that. And I really do wonder what kind of language is going to be put into any sale agreement, because that will be very important to kind of see.
Baltimore, San Diego. Those are your only two top 20 markets that don't have an NBA team.
Okay. All right. Well, we shall see.
Yeah.
I would be stunned if the NBA was willing to have that happen, especially after expansion is announced.
Yeah. You don't move teams when you're expanding. Now, you might I think move a team to the Eastern Conference. I mean, you are going to move a team to the Eastern Conference, but they're not physically moving.
I feel like this is a signal that expansion isn't just like, oh, yeah, it's going to happen.
No, it's happening.
Like, it's happening within the next couple of months.
Yeah.
And that is, I think that will calm a lot of the fears. Mm-hmm. But the fears, they can be real. And it's an uneasy time for anybody. And to sit there and say that it's not going to happen and it would never happen, I'm not going to go down that road, because you never say never.
I'm as close to that as humanly possible.
But at the same time, every signal from the league has been, we don't want to do that, especially in a market that is passionate and sincere with their love for the Portland Trailblazers.
And, on that note, even though the Blazers have been a sub-500 team for 4 years now, they have been in the middle of the pack in attendance still.
Yeah.
That's like, this isn't a Tampa Bay, Oakland baseball situation where people talk about apathy towards the team. There's not. People are still going to games.
Well, if you are we're going to have a lot on this. We will be joined by Brian Berger, who does Sports Business Radio. Brian used to work for the organization. Mm-hmm. And worked closely with Paul Allen and the Portland Trailblazers. He has had a lot on this on his Twitter feed, at SB Radio. He'll join us at 1:15. There's so many arms to this, including all right, the Blazers are up for sale. What about the Seattle Seahawks? And the Blazers have been pretty clear now. The Seahawks are not for sale, and they don't have to be sold at the same time. So that is something to keep in mind there. There's a lot of consternation amongst Blazer fans that are worried that the team is going to be uprooted. Tamp that down. This is an exciting time, though, because 2018, Paul Allen passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that this was going to happen.
Eventually.
Now it's time.
The process has started, and here we go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.